Okay. 11:26. What is this? Thursday, the 7th of November, 2019. Hello. This is it's an ugly morning. It's cold. The temperature outside my back door said 38. It feels more like 28. The official temp was 33. I have no trouble believing that. I'm wearing my parka. I'm wearing my fleece-lined hoodie. My nose is freezing right off. The hoodie feels good on my ears. Yesterday's doctor's appointment was, I mentioned in the post, pretty much a non-event. The doctor, jovial fellow, jovial ginger, old enough that his kids are out of college and his mortgage is paid off. Looked at my nose, looked at my throat, looked at my ears, looked at my lymph gland, said, "Really? She thought I should look at this?" I allowed us out with sore, but I've been poking at it for the last 24 hours, so that was probably a factor. He laughed. And then gave a referral to the CAT scan radiology, which I have to do tomorrow around noon. Whether or not I'll get out for the walk tomorrow is really up for grabs. I only got 2,000 words in this morning. I need 5,500 today because of something I screwed up. I need to get 500 extra words today. So yesterday was kind of a pain because I got tangled up in medical, and it was like 7 o'clock before I finally got my 5K on the day, which does not make me a happy camper, I will say. Having at least an hour or so in the afternoon to unwind a little bit really makes 5K a day feel a lot less onerous, a lot less like a chore. It's like, oh look, it's 3 o'clock, I've finished my 5,000 words, I can go and play Skyrim, or I can spend a little extra time making dinner, which I actually did last night, because I wanted a steak, and as far as I'm concerned, the only way to grill a steak is to grill a steak. So I had to go out in my parka. No, not really. Well, actually, yeah, in my parka, I started the grill up, but then hung the parka up. I just used the hoodie to slip in and out to the grill. It was delicious. Steak, sweet potatoes, peas. Good food. But that extra time took away from writing. And then last night I had a standing arrangement with some friends on Second Life, so I went in there. I had time. What I didn't have time for was my full walk in the evening. That got tangled up. But I did get in a while. I did do the walk, just wasn't as long as I wanted it to be. We're getting straightened out. Not every day can be straight up win. So I'm still cautiously optimistic. I got the CAT scan tomorrow. I've got a follow up with the ear, nose, and throat guy on the week after. And then an oncology appointment on the 19th. So between now and then, I'm going to go do a panel discussion on author platforms at Colorado Independent Publishers Association on the Saturday morning, the 16th, followed by a roundtable writers-only workshop where I want to talk about the business of creating art with the writers in the group. I want to see how that works out. It's the first time they've done a writers-only table. Apparently this is a normal thing. I don't have the full agenda of the meeting. I've just been corresponding with the coordinator for it. It's their monthly educational event, and he was I was a little bit weirded out by the fact that Colorado Independent Publishers Association would have a panel on building, maintaining an author platform, and that they didn't actually have an author on the panel. All right, what's wrong with this picture? So I will be the token author, and pretty much poking holes and almost everything they talk about. He sent me a basic outline of what he thought the topics would be and asked for some bullet points. And so I think I mentioned, I sent him 10. He wanted 5. And it took him a while to get back to me, but when he did, he was quite enthusiastic about it. It's like, okay, this is, this will make for a lively conversation. Yeah, think? Basically, having me, the author, telling publishers what an author platform really is and how it really works and why most of the things that they do are not wrong. They're just perhaps occasionally misguided. So it should be fun. It should be a fun way to spend the morning. I don't know how I'm going to get 5,000 words. I have to drive down to Denver and back. The good news is it starts early. The bad news is it starts early, and I don't get out till afternoon. So Saturday, I may not make my 5K. On the other hand, one of the things that I've learned from For the Words is that with a very small variance in time, the days I do 5,000 words, I'm ready for about 3.5 hours. It keeps track of the time that you're actually physically typing in the file. And so I'm doing 5,000 words in 3.5 hours, plus or minus 10 minutes. Which I thought was astonishingly regular. It's like, really? Which also makes me back off my average, which I believe to be 1,000 words an hour in drafting mode, to 20% more, plus or minus a little bit. So 1,200 words an hour. Probably a little more than that. I've discussed in the past the dangers of my trying to do arithmetic in my head while I'm walking along without the use of a calculator or the advantage of a spreadsheet. So we'll just say it's more than 1,000 words an hour. which I found to be A, gratifying, and B, surprising. Because it feels slower. Using for the words, feels slower. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Yeah. Crud in my lungs. It feels slower. But the other side of it is that I'm doing more words. So, you know, 3.5 hours a day. And, you know, I got 2,000 words on today so far, through 11 o'clock when I got up from my desk. But I also, I wrote 500 words early, which is the 500 that I screwed up, and then went back to bed. I was not awake. I just was not ready for the day to begin, for the day to begin. Words. I have some. I just don't say I'm good. And so I curled up on the couch and took a nap for another hour and a half. And felt much better for it, but lost that time. Unmarked police car. Interesting. Heading down the cul-de-sac. I don't notice them very often because they're, you know, unmarked. But be that as it may, so I'm declaring Cape Grace done, at least until I get the feedback, the editor feedback from Karen. As far as I'm concerned, it's off my desk on hers, and I can focus now on book one of Barbarian, at least my half of the story. I met with my daughter yesterday. We had some words. She's feeling bad because she's lagging behind. She's only got like, I don't know, 10,000 or 12,000 words, maybe 15,000 words. And feeling bad because she's not keeping up. And I just told her, look, don't worry about it. Get it done. Do it right. Take the time that you need. And when I get to the end of my piece of the story, I'll go write something else. And given that, you know, I really only need to write half of the first two acts. The first two acts are 75,000. So I'm already, at the end of day to day, I should be at the end of the second act for my half of the story, because that'll be about 35,000 words. Okay, we'll go till tomorrow. That's 40,000 words, which gives us 80,000 words to get to act one and two with both characters, with both points of view. And then we have to figure out how we're going to tie them together at the end, which I have no idea. A lot will depend on what her story looks like. A lot will depend on what my story looks like. And then we'll put them together and we'll figure out an ending. But I'm probably going to go right through to 100,000 words. On the off chance that she decides that, no, this is not something that she can do, she's going to put it away and leave the book to me, and we won't follow through with it. She doesn't want to do that. I don't want her to do that unless she's absolutely sure that's what she wants to do. But I also don't want to put undue pressure on her to try to do something she's not comfortable with when push comes to shove. So she's really happy with what she's got. She's really unhappy with the fact that she doesn't have enough yet. We'll see how it works. We'll see how it goes. This is NaNoWriMo. This is my time to experiment. We'll see how it works. And when I get to the end of this book, or where I think the end of this book needs to be, I will start a new book. I will start something else. I don't know what. I have a list. I keep adding to it. I think I added one to it yesterday, although I can't remember what it was. think it was. That was the day before. I don't know. I'm sort of drawn to the the notion of the lit RPG. And Dan Thompson suggested rather than going with EVE Online, go with Traveler. Travelers make a much better choice. I think I still have my books, the black with the red stripe on them. I have to go try to find them, but I think I still have them. Not that I really need to have that level of agreement between the story and the game, but well, it's not a bad model, a metaphor. The universe you always wanted. I don't know, we'll see. It's that, and there's another part of me that wants to do Through the Cracks. What would have happened if Ishmael had not found the Lois? What would his life have been like? What would have been different? How would life in CPJCT space have been different when saddled with that huge debt of being deported and having to overcome it? Or would the kid have been smart enough that he wouldn't have been deported, he was just gone to live on the station? I don't know. There's so many stories to tell. There's so many things that I want to write. The teachers, in The Barbarians, the prince has a mentor, a teacher, a scholar named Wazor Ibn al-Salem, who's kind of a funny guy. He's been around, he's knocked around the world, he went to the academy, he went to the scholars university and had good marks there, and then banged around the globe for a while and finally wound up in a fishing village making potions, healing potions, whatever. And that's how he learned that the royal family was looking for a tutor. And he got the job. So having his journal seems to me like that would be a fun spin-off. That would be a fun take on this universe. It would help sort of round it out. Because from the view of this young boy, this young man, he's not young boy, he's 18, 19. His mother is not yet old enough to have her powers. She's sort of in waiting for the point where she comes into her own and the king, her consort, takes a step back from ruling the realm in favor of her for the last few years of both of their lives. And so the magic aspects of how this culture works aren't really self-evident. They're not being held up to him every day. And so I need a way to bring that in for people who have not yet read Tanith Fairport and don't understand Crone Power yet. So I don't know. We'll see. However, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I don't know if I'm going to get to talk to you or not. But with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.